Bahal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. India firmly believes that CCW and its protocols are important instruments that seek to uphold international humanitarian law. As party to the CCW and all its 5 protocols, India is committed to ensuring the full implementation of our obligations and humanitarian principles that the protocols embody. Universalization of the CCW remains crucial to the success of the Convention and its annexed protocols. India supports the plan of action on universalization as well as the sponsorship program. India has made its financial contributions in time and regularly. We have regularly submitted annual reports on compliance since 2008 and support measures aimed at encouraging submission of compliance reports by all states. Mr. Chairman, India supports the vision of a world free of threat of landmines and believes that the availability of military effective alternative technologies that can perform cost effectively the defensive functions of anti-personnel mine will facilitate the achievement of this goal. In addition, we would like to underscore the importance of development and sharing of technology to protect civilians against the indiscriminate use of mines as well as for mine clearance. India is a leading contributor to UN's peacekeeping forces and has extended assistance to international demining and rehabilitation efforts. India has trained mine clearance teams which have undertaken mine clearance tasks in several countries including Cambodia, Laos PDR, Angola, Benin, Afghanistan, and Sri Lanka. In the last decade, over 800 persons from various countries have undergone training in India in mine clearance and explosive disposal. We remain committed to providing capacity building and assistance to countries upon their request. AP2, we believe, also serves as an appropriate framework for addressing the issue of IEDs, which are today deployed often by terrorist and illegal armed groups. India supports continuing the useful work on IEDs under the CCW framework with focus on addressing the threat of IEDs. We believe that while there is scope for enhancing cooperation among states and exchange of expertise and information sharing on countermeasures, this should be done on a voluntary basis. Mr. Chairman, India remains convinced that the CCW is the appropriate forum to address the issue of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems because of the fine balance the Convention seeks to strike between humanitarian concerns and military necessity. The Convention also provides a dynamic and adaptive platform that can bring together multiple stakeholders. We also believe that addressing this issue within the framework of the CCW strengthens the Convention and enhances its capacity to respond meaningfully to the challenges posed by the application of evolving technologies to armed conflicts in the 21st century. India, therefore, supports continued discussion on emerging technologies by the group of governmental experts by building on the existing outcomes, including the guiding principles. It is our belief that definitions and common understanding of laws are critical to provide a sound basis for collective efforts to consider and develop aspects of a normative and operational framework for regulation of laws. The chances of arriving at a consensus on definitions and characterization, we believe, will improve if the proposals and approaches focus on real-life situations and are able to take into account the evolving nature of technology. There are a good number of proposals that are currently under discussion. India would not like to prejudge the outcome of the deliberations of the GGE at this stage. India will actively participate in the deliberations constructively. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.